Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome, guys, to Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Rev Tony. I'm here with him right now. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. No, let me change it up.
No, you're fine.
I'm spectacular. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right.
I don't think I've ever asked somebody how they're doing. They said they are spectacular.
Well, I normally am spectacular. I'm always having a good day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's the secret to life. Have a good day. Yeah.
Might have to use
that. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to talk about egos.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, as your assistant, I hear you tell people every single day you have to crucify your ego. Can you please explain what that is?
Yeah.
Or maybe
the ego
I
or the crucifixion?
Maybe
of
I should start out, what is an ego? Because maybe some people don't know what that is.
I don't know what Webster's Dictionary says.
Well, give me Rev Tony's definition.
Well, my definition of ego is you think... Ooh, it's you know what? I have like five definitions of ego.
All right.
You think you're the greatest thing walking and no one else can correct you. That's an ego. That is the... number one ego. Matter of fact, I'll just leave that one as the definition of ego. Ego is simply pride, guys. You got to get rid of it. 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 I know people who are proud of being humble. That makes absolutely no sense. Hear what I just said. That's an oxymoron. How can you be proud of being humble? Right? That makes no sense. I know people who would jump on a bonfire because they're humble. Right? This just doesn't make sense. You can't be proud of being humble. If you're the most humble person on planet Earth, you don't even know it. Right? You can't be proud of being humble. And you can't be too proud when people can't correct you. I got corrected. I have a mentor. I have a mentor. And I said something. Now I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor. So don't run if you subscribe to this podcast. You didn't know because this is more of a corporate and also a church, you know, but it's definitely more, leans more to the corporate side, general applicability of what this podcast is, brick by brick. It's not meant to be all churchy, as people in my circles will say. But I have a mentor, I kid you not, Kerry W. Tillman. I'll tell you what his name is. And I said something today as a pastor, right? He's a pastor, and I'm a pastor, I have a mentor. I said something today, I was being so competitive, he had to remind me, check yourself, right? He said, check yourself, because all of this is the glory of God. And now, of course, I'm not supposed to forget that, right?
Help me.
I'm not supposed to forget that. That's right. I'm a pastor. How could I forget that? But it's what I needed to hear, and I had to immediately say, you know what? You're right. And the details behind why I got so competitive, that doesn't matter, but... just know, and I'm saying, I'm being transparent, so I can help you guys. It's a pride thing. My ego rose up because someone was trying to make him look bad, right? I didn't like that. No, I don't like that. You mess with me all you want to, but don't mess with people I care about. It bothers me, right? But anyway, the point here is, though, an ego is all about your pride. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. And then get rid of it. Because no one promotes people who they're so proud they don't want to work with. People promote people they love to work with. So those are my thoughts on what an ego is, and that's where we are now.
Okay, so back to my original question. What do you mean when you tell people they need to crucify their ego?
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, I just said it right there. You need to kill it. In my faith, again, this isn't supposed to be that, but Jesus was crucified, right? Here's the deal. You need to kill your ego. You need to kill your ego. If this was church world, I say, die to your flesh daily. If this is corporate world, I say, work on becoming a better person. They mean the same thing. It doesn't matter if you believe like I believe or not. They mean the same thing. The deal is you must kill what is wrong with you. And if you don't think it's wrong with you, then the truth is there's something wrong with you. You can't be perfect. No one's perfect. We strive for perfection. But the fact of the matter is we all need to crucify our egos. This is who we are. And if you're going to be greater than who we are, we don't need to lose ourselves, but we need to lose the thing that doesn't keep us people focused.
How do you work on that? What if I don't know I have an ego and you say you kill your ego?
Well,
what do you mean?
If you don't know you have an ego, then you don't have a mentor. Like, it's impossible, right? Like I don't. If you know me, I don't have an ego to the point where it's uncomfortable. I mean, I'm sure everyone has an ego, right? But I said something today and my mentor corrected me, right? I'm a pastor. Let me explain something to you guys who may not know. I run my own five businesses. What is it? I don't know. It doesn't even matter. I own five businesses plus the fact that I pastor my own. No one can tell me anything. Yet, I don't have a bubble around me to where anyone can tell me anything, especially my mentor, right? So, saying that to say, of course we all have egos, and we need, if our government, okay, regardless of how you feel, whether you're Democratic or Republican, or the government in which country you live in, because we have many countries that listen to this podcast, mm-hmm. Our government has checks and balances. Now, if that's good enough for the government, why would that not be good enough for you? Right? The government's not even a real person. Right, the government doesn't even exist. It's a thing that we created. It's in a human mind. It's like music. In case you don't know, music does not exist. Music does not exist. I don't know if you knew that. Music only exists in the human mind. Had it not been a human mind, a human would not exist. That's actually, I'm in quantum physics right now, but I won't even do that to you guys right now. But I'm just saying, music, if I start thumping on some pans, that's nothing. If I start thumping on some pans in the rhythm, now it becomes something. You go to Africa, you go to Zimbabwe or something, right? Well, it was just Africa. If you go to, give me a country, give me a Australia, and you start hearing music, you don't know what they're saying. Well, that's English speaking. If you go to somewhere, France, Paris, and you hear music, and you don't understand what they're saying, mm-hmm. You still recognize this music, right? Because music is this in your brain. So pride, all this, the government, it exists in our brain. It's not something real. My point is, if it's good enough for our government, then checks and balances should be good enough for you. And if you don't know you have an ego, because you don't have a mentor, and you can't, there's no one rich, there's no one successful, there's no one six figures, there's no one doing amazing things that does not have an ego. You don't know who you are, you don't know you have an ego, it's because you don't have a mentor. There we are.
How do I find a mentor?
You should humble yourself and ask someone to mentor you. Ask someone books to read. Attach yourself to someone that's living a lifestyle you want to live. Or if you are a pastor, you need to go. My mentor is a pastor, right? Because I'm a pastor. That makes sense. A much greater pastor than myself. I'm also a businessman, so I have a business mentor as well, right? I have more than one mentor. I have a mentor on the business side. I have a mentor on the spiritual side. Mm-hmm. If I was an accountant, I can assure you my mentor would be an accountant. If I wanted to be a better person, I can assure you that my mentor would be a better person than I was. So I use this analogy all the time. This is no offense to the latter of what I'm going to say, but if you want to be a doctor, you don't ask a janitor. Now, I say this all the time. But it's not offense to janitors, because if janitors stop cleaning up, this world would be a very stinky place. So, everybody's job is important. But in order to have a mentor, in order to find one, you need to find someone where you want to be, who you want to be, and then go get that person. Ask that person to mentor you. Ask them what they read. Follow them. Tell them you'll work for free. Matter of fact, let me. I was going to give it back to you, but let me say this right here. And Think and Grow Rich. There's a version out there to where they're interviewing Napoleon Hill. He went and worked for Andrew Carnegie. 2 years, no pay. 2 years, no pay, because he was getting mentored about the secret of life. Let me challenge you guys with this here, guys. You can get gold. Listen, now this is coming straight out of the book, Richest Man in Babylon, George S. Clason. You can get gold anywhere, but you can't get knowledge anywhere. Knowledge is always more valuable than gold. Gold without knowledge, you'll lose. If you lose gold and you have knowledge, you always get more gold. Mm-hmm. And knowledge comes from people better than you, books that you have not written, and people you have not yet met. So that's how you find a mentor. And as a nugget for you, gold, I don't care if it's $1 million worth of gold, it weighs less than $100 worth of knowledge. Because you're going to get $100 a million times, and that outweigh the gold that you acquired by luck. Hear what I'm saying? I just said something real. There we go.
Back you actually to you. Stole what I was going to say.
Did I steal it?
I wasn't going to say it like that. But
you know, well, there we go. Well, that's good. Good. Man. We on the same. That mean, well, you know, so you guys know, but I mentored Tempest, right? So I should. You should be thinking like me. I would be much of a good mentor if you didn't think like me. So there we are. Yeah.
I always ask this question. I feel like I ask this question every podcast, but it's important to me, and I know it's important to you, so I'm going to continue asking this question.
Fine by me.
I'm working on my ego. What do I read to help me work on my ego?
So you want a list of books? I'll do you one better. There's a book. I'm going to give you one book. That's
just
all you
one?
Need. It's not even a Bible.
You're giving one book.
I'm giving one book. We've named it weeks and weeks ago, maybe months, and I'm sure it was almost a year ago. One book. You ready? Mm-hmm. Integrity. That's all it's called. And I want to say, yes, Henry Cloud. Integrity. That's it. Listen, I'm going to repeat it again because I know you just got your pen. Or if you like me, you got your iPhone, you put it in your notes app on your iPhone. Okay, that's what I do. Or if you, she made fun of me. If you like me, you send it to your assistant. Good job for you. You want to work on your ego? Listen, I've never met this guy. I don't even know who this publisher is, and I don't know him, so I'm not getting money from this book. Integrity, mm-hmm, by Henry Cloud. It is not what you think. So if you know, oh, I know. So if you like me and you join the army and you're like, I know what integrity is, and you should. But he breaks it down in a way that you've never heard before. You want to work on your ego? Buy the book, Integrity, by Henry Cloud. He's actually a doctor, Dr. Henry Cloud. But, you know, real doctors don't put their, anyway, let me not do that. Henry Cloud. I know, I was going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Henry Cloud. Henry Cloud. It's on the book. Now, here's what you need to know. If you don't go buy this book, that's your fault. That's on you. If you don't like the fact that I've recommended this book, if you say, well, I'm not going to buy no book, or I'm going to download this book for free, then you don't love yourself enough to invest $18 or whatever. I don't even think it costs that much in yourself. And there's a problem. If you've rejected everything I said, well, then you have an ego. Because I had a chance to ask, she asked me, how do you handle your ego? I didn't come up with the answer. I referred you to someone who gave me the answer. And if you cannot follow that, then my friend, you have an ego. There we are.
I was going to ask you, could I borrow your copy? But after you said that.
Really?
I guess I was going
no,
to
No,
buy
no, no, that's okay. If you know someone who has a copy.
Oh, no, because I love myself enough.
Well, that's different.
That's what you just said.
No, that's different. If you know, no, because remember, people are your greatest resource. If you have someone who has a copy.
Okay.
Right? That's fine. Then you use your people. People are your resource, right? Because you humble yourself by asking someone. But I'm sorry, I should have qualified by, if you don't have someone, right? And I'm your mentor, you should. Now there may be a case, since you buy books, then I don't have to tell you to go buy a book, right? But you borrow books from me all the time, so that's okay. That's okay. Matter of fact, you just borrowed a good book from me. Let's plug him.
I am currently reading Lead Vertically by Craig Johnson.
Who is Craig Johnson?
He is the director of ministries at Lakewood Church here in Houston, Texas. Pastor Joel Osteen.
There we go. Great book.
It is very great.
It is a very good. That book had the biggest influence on my leadership of all time. Dr. Henry Cloud's book, Integrity, had the biggest influence on my character of all time. I don't want to ruin the book for you, but trust me, work on your character and this world will open up for you. And sure, Tempest, you can borrow my book.
Thank you.
But you got to borrow after you finish reading the book I just gave you.
I actually have two books for yours.
You have two books, man? What's the other book? No, let's get it on the podcast. Let's go ahead, because I don't have to get my book. God, you heard it. I get my other book from her. What book is that?
The Applause of Heaven.
The Applause of Heaven? Oh, okay, that's Max Lucado. That's Max Lucado. Okay, that's another good book. He has great illustrations on that one. Okay.
Well, it's taking a while to get through that.
Okay.
It's emotional.
It is emotional book. Good. We're great then. Hopefully you guys are going to get my book.
Did you plug yourself?
No. I plugged myself this time. Yeah, I plugged myself this time. Won't you tell them about my book?
No, you just plugged yourself.
All right, then. Well, I got to tell you, my book is called Keep Walking. It comes out September 1st. Listen, guys, it is the greatest book. No, I'm just joking.
No, it really is.
She got to read half of it, so she hasn't read the other 50%. I let a few core people read part of the book, but it's called Keep Walking. Life hurts, keep walking. And I promise you, it's a great read. We'll give you guys a press release. The publisher's writing a press release about it right now. But we'll get to it. You guys are doing an amazing job. So no closing thoughts then, I suppose.
No closing thoughts?
I don't know. What was the topic? I forgot the topic already.
Talking about
egos. Well, I already gave my closing thoughts when we were talking about Dr. Henry Cloud. And so appreciate you guys. So we'll throw it back to Tempest and we'll let her finish plugging me since I started plugging myself, and then we will get back to whatever I say at the end.
Okay. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick. As you can see, we have a lot of fun here. Mm-hmm. But we definitely appreciate you tuning in to every week. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. He already plugged his book in, so I'll say if you would like to request Rev Tony to speak at your upcoming event, go to revtony.org, click on the Contact Us tab, and fill out the form, and I will be in contact with you within 24 hours. And thanks for tuning in. We will see you guys next week.
All right, guys. Well, remember, the ego will kill you if you don't kill it. Keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you, because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.